Ralphie Radio Show. Each and every Friday, we check in with Life and Style Weekly to recap the week that was and, of course, find out what's really going on with Life and Style's latest edition on newsstands right now. One of the scene queens, Juliet Izan, joins me. What up, Juliet?
Hey.
Kim Kardashian, my fellow Armenian, on the cover of Life and Style Weekly for this week, along with Holly Madison, too. And they're saying they don't have a problem with their curves or their cellulite, for that matter.
Exactly. We have exclusive unretouched photos in this week's issue of Life and Style, so you should definitely pick it up too. But what I can tell you is that Kim and Holly both are saying we have cellulite, and so what? They're proud of their curves. They're proud that their bodies look like real women's bodies, and they don't have an issue showing it off. You know, Kim was on the cover of W Naked, so.
Of course. Hey, cellulite happens. What are you going to do?
Exactly.
You know, love happens as well. Taylor Swift loves to sing about it in her songs, and apparently now, on the rebound from Jake Gyllenhaal, she's linking up with the dude from Owl City.
Exactly, who I think is actually very cute. His name is Adam Young, and the two of them met in New York in 2009, and they exchanged some emails about collaborating, and then Taylor wrote a song called Enchanted that was basically thinly veiled about him. And on Valentine's Day this year, Adam put up a cover of Taylor's song, and his lyrics were, "You were all of my dreams come true, Taylor. I was so in love with you." Very adorable.
A little bit of a backstory here. Of course, they're both on the same record label. Taylor's been known to pop up at some of Adam's shows. She's made no secret of the fact that in the past couple years that she's been a big fan of at least his music. Maybe she's a fan of a little more than that. Interestingly, time too, considering that Owl City, Adam just announced he's got a new album coming out this May. So, what's really going on there, Juliet?
I hope he's not trying to get any publicity for his new album.
Never.
Talking about Taylor Swift.
That can't be the case. I don't believe that at all. Somebody that's getting a lot of publicity, obviously, this past week, Charlie Sheen. His family now at least trying to intervene, Juliet?
Exactly. As you can imagine, they are a little worried about what exactly is going on in his head. So I think everyone is sort of pushing for him to enter an inpatient facility and really get the treatment that he needs.
Unfortunately, I don't think that's going to happen until he hits rock bottom, but...
I know. I mean, he got over a million Twitter followers in under 24 hours.
Amazing. A record.
It's insane.
Yeah, it really is.
And I think he knows that everybody wants to hear him talk and see his interviews, and right now nobody's really forcing him to do anything he doesn't want to do, so...
Well, Juliet, that's because he's winning, duh.
I know. He has Adonis DNA.
Tiger blood. All right, let's wrap up here with Juliet Izan. Recap of the week. It was, of course, Juliet, one of the scene queens for Life and Style Weekly. Our girl Nicki Minaj was recently out on the West Coast, and you got a hold of her rider, Juliet?
We did, and Nicki's known for her quirky behavior, let's call it. So the rider surprisingly has a few odd items on it, including making the cocktail servers wear pink underwear while they were serving at the party she was hosting.
That's a new one. I think I'm going to be speaking with her at the end of the month. I'm going to have to ask her directly about some of this stuff, because I obviously, being a DJ, work with a lot of artists. I've seen, heard of a lot of different riders. That's a first even for me. I'm very surprised. I don't know that you've never heard of something like that either.
We were totally shocked. We've never seen anything like that.
Very interesting. We'll read about all of it and more online and, of course, on newsstands right now. Life and Style Weekly. Juliet Izan, one of the scene queens. Hey, Juliet, have a great weekend.
You too.